It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, 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 good. 25 degrees outside right now on our way to the big, well, we can't call it spring yet. The big late winter warm-up. How's that?
Yeah, a little like that.
The late winter warm-up? We'll go with that. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we talk about this morning?
Well,
we're kind of in that transition period here.
I think, Vince, it's going to warm up. Maybe it's time to start thinking about talking about that air conditioner.
So the Camblin's folks want to get to servicing those air conditioners?
Not necessarily servicing, but it is time to start thinking about a new air conditioner for this summer coming up. Most 15 to 20-year-old air conditioners out there are getting are only a 6 to 8 SEER in efficiency. With new units, 13 SEER or more better ratings, you can get your energy costs cut in more than half. Lennox offers a broad range of air conditioners and air-to-air heat pumps that will amaze you with the savings that can be yours. In most areas, there's also rebates available for high-efficiency heating and cooling products from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating, always there on the cutting edge in technology and service. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Well, we're getting toward we hope we're getting toward the end of winter. We've seen plenty of snows over the years in March and April.
My accountant down there just got an email from her brother in Kentucky. They had 21 inches last night. So we're blessed. We are blessed.
Well, somebody was telling me one of the guys in the office was telling me the other day that, like, down in Oklahoma, they had some weather warnings and stuff for winter weather type stuff. Good. Let them have it.
Yeah, and they don't know how to handle it either.
No, they don't. They really don't. Different blend of gasoline on top of things, too. And, yikes, they don't know how to deal with that stuff at all. There are some myths, though, about winter, even though we're getting toward the end of winter now. The folks at health.com put together 10 winter weather myths, and some of these you probably are aware of already, because I'm sure Mom's been spouting these to you ever since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. But one of the first myths they talk about winter weather is that cold air can make you sick. Don't go out in the cold without a hat on. You'll get sick. How many times have you heard that? Your mom used to tell you that all the time. You probably weren't going to get sick from that, but it might exacerbate those symptoms. But despite being called the common cold, lower temperatures alone don't make you sick. In fact, the opposite is true. The cold cells that fight infection in the body actually increase if you go out in the cold, according to Rachel Vreeman, who's a doctor and a co-author of a book entitled Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. It's all a lot of title, isn't it? They say it's your body's way of combating the stress of freezing temperatures. So the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases also says that cold viruses grow best at about 91 degrees. So if you're outside in the cold, your nostrils are surely colder than that anyway. It's the being together with all those other people that have colds that causes the problem. Another myth is that you shouldn't exercise in the cold. Have you heard that before? Well, get ready to crawl out from under your comforter and run out into the great outdoors. According to research published in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, in cold temperatures, race times are actually faster, and a quicker pace burns more calories in less time. So when you add in the fact that harder, faster workouts can spike your endorphin levels, which, according to a review in the Environmental Science and Technology, are already increased just by you being outside, you actually might have more impact to running in the cold weather than you do out in the nice, warm summer weather. Here's another myth, and I know a lot of people will be shocked by this. The other myth is allergies go away in the winter. Don't need to take those allergy pills anymore. They'll be gone. Everything's dead, right? It's the winter time. Well, actually, allergies might be the real source behind your stuffy nose and scratchy throat during the winter season. A lot of folks attribute that to a cold, but it might actually just be your allergies kicking up.
It's the house shut up.
That, yeah. Talk to this guy. He can help you with that too. You bet. According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, 1 in 5 people suffer from indoor and outdoor allergies, and the indoor variety can actually be worse in the winter. Pets don't spend as much time outdoors. Windows are shut. They're sealed in poor air. They seal in the poor air quality. And many molds actually thrive in the wintertime. So if your symptoms last longer than 10 days or they ease up after you take an antihistamine, then it might be time to visit an allergist. That long winter cold that we thought we had might not actually be a winter cold.
Or me.
Yeah, that's right. Another myth is that you don't need sunscreen in the winter, right? You're not going to lay out on a lounge in the deck in the wintertime and catch some rays, are you? Not necessarily, but they say because the Earth's surface is closer to the sun during the winter months, we're actually exposed to more harmful rays without even realizing it. A New York board-certified plastic surgeon writes in here, what's more, snow and ice also can reflect up to 80% of harmful UV rays. So sometimes they hit you twice, coming down and bouncing back up again. That's according to the Skin Cancer Foundation. You don't think about having that little white nose in the wintertime, do you, huh? Like out on the beach. Another winter weather myth, you lose most of your body heat through your head. Now, I know your mom has told you that. A million times, she said. Put your hat on. Most of the heat goes right out your head. Well, contrary to the findings from one 1950s Army study, most of your body heat doesn't escape through your noggin. The doctors say in the now infamous study, volunteers visited the Arctic with their heads exposed. However, the rest of them were outfitted in gear designed to protect against the cold. So it's logical that they lost most of their body heat from their heads. It's what was exposed. It's the only thing. If you go outside without gloves, you'll lose a disproportionate amount of heat through your hands, too. So cover as much of that skin as you can when the weather's cold outside. Another myth is that the lack of sunlight causes winter depression. Now, I know you've heard that one before, too. Well, while dark days certainly don't help, there are many other factors besides just seasonal affective disorder that can contribute to winter depression, especially around the holidays. Busy schedules, family stress, worries about holiday spending, all those kinds of things are also likely to trigger the blues than true seasonal affective disorder. That is a thing, but it affects just about 5% of Americans. So might not necessarily be the reason for why you're a little down during the winter. Another myth, women gain 10 pounds over the winter.
I ain't answering.
You're not touching that one, are you? Well, it's a common myth. Well, between comfort foods, dreary days, cozy blankets, it's not hard to imagine why women might put on some winter weight, but it turns out that the average woman only gains a pound or two over the winter. So, one nutrition review study still shows that weight gain during the six-week holiday season accounts for about 51% of annual weight gain. So, if you just watch what you eat during the holiday season, you're going to be far ahead of the game. And according to research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, most women don't shed that extra layer of insulation come springtime. So, over the years, the weight can add up. It is more difficult for women in general to lose weight than it is for men. Another myth is that vitamin C will prevent colds. A lot of folks bulk up on the vitamin C tablets, drink more orange juice, all those kinds of things. It's not really a myth, it's kind of a half myth. If you meet your 75 milligram recommended daily allowance of vitamin C, that's an important part in maintaining a healthy immune system to help prevent and even fight off colds. That's according to a 2013 study from the University of Helsinki. Other studies have shown that taking a large dose of vitamin C at the first sign of the sniffles may help shorten the length and reduce the severity of a cold. It won't prevent colds, but it certainly can help. And then another myth is that cold temperatures cause hair loss. Have you heard that one?
Hmm.
I hadn't either. But they say chilly weather actually might help you hold on to your hair. In one University Hospital of Zurich study, researchers found 823 women. They followed them for 6 years. And they found that they lost the most hair in the summer and the least in the winter.
Kind of like the dog, maybe?
We didn't. We didn't pay for that study, did we? It might be evolutionary. Just think how your thick dog's fur gets in the winter. You know, your dog's fur gets real thick in the wintertime. Still, dry scalps grow unhealthy, brittle, and breakable hair. So if your head gets itchy on cold, dry days, they say you might need to invest in a scalp-protecting shampoo for that season. And the 10th and final myth about winter, drinking alcohol warms you up. I know we've all heard that. Alcohol makes you feel toasty on the inside, but that's because it causes your blood to rush toward your rosy red skin and away from your internal organs. So, according to the doctors, that means your core body temperature actually drops after you start drinking. And what's more, alcohol actually impairs your body's ability to shiver. And, you know, the funny thing is about shivering, you know, it's a sign that I'm cold. Mm-hmm. But it's your body's way of creating extra heat. So you can't do that when you...
Well, maybe it's just a mental trick at that point, then. I'm not shivering, so I'm not cold anymore.
I must not be cold. It's tricked you into believing something that's not. So I know there's not a ton of winter left. At least I've got my fingers crossed. There's hopefully not a ton of winter left here. But some myths about winter. Some myth busters this morning. And also, by the way, speaking of winter, we must be getting closer to spring because you know what we do Sunday.
You betcha. Got to turn the clocks ahead.
Turn those clocks ahead.
Spring ahead.
1 hour, so you're going to lose some daylight in the morning. But if you're one who enjoys doing some extra things after work at night, you're going to gain that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day. So don't forget. We don't want you to be late for church on Sunday morning. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
96 years of business gives you the confidence you need in a service company. Camlin Plumbing and Heating, started in 1918, has served this area with quality products, expedient service, exceptionally trained technician, and with fair prices. We pride ourselves in quality and giving the best value for the dollar. We've accumulated the top lines in the industry like Lennox, Kohler, Delta, Aquatic, Gerber, Swanstone, and many others. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has always insisted our technicians keep you informed on what they are doing and what they have done when they are finished. We're fully insured and bonded company that knows that feeling that you need for good security. Nobody else in the area can respond as quickly as we can, and nobody else in the area has the emergency service in place that is needed at those inopportune times. Camlin Plumbing and Heating should be your choice of a mechanical service company. In Atlantic, 243-1512, and in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes from the wise old man of unknown again. In seeking happiness for others, you will find it in yourself.
That anonymous guy, he's got a wide range of knowledge.
He does, yeah.
He can speak on a lot of topics.
So somebody should lay claim to those, actually.
Why not? Just repeat them and claim them as your own.
That's right.
I think that's what Facebook is for. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, don't forget, turn those clocks ahead Saturday night, Sunday morning, so you're on time for all the important things in your life. You got to make it a great day, and God bless America.